We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Kuf Tzadi Beit, Atanim Ve'er Ahavat Echacham. Now we will explain the love of a wise man. Until now we described the love of a fool, people who are infatuated with this world. Now we have to discuss a different type of love, the love of the wise. Ki baprakim hakodomim ayu devarein ma'avat akselim abilti mitbonenim rak pameh shoneget pneihem. Earlier we discussed the love of the fools that only look at the here and now. Aval hachacham yavin mi'ishuro, but the wise man understands how things work. Yaskil al davar lehov ulkarev. He thinks about what he should love, what he should come close to. V'asher lisno ulrachek lo yahav. And when he thinks that something should be hated, should be distanced from him, he doesn't love it. Ki im davar asher bo talui hash'arato hanitzchiyit. He loves that which ensures his eternal existence. Davar hakayam na'ad. That which is everlasting. Ki chen mishpat ahavat hachacham. Le'ehov im haskamat hachochma v'hadat. That's the way a wise man loves. He loves in accordance with his knowledge, with his understanding. Ve'lo yismach ki im besumo alibo gdulat ha'tzadikim v'aflagat mahalatam chosnam v'ikaram. He's only happy when he takes note of the greatness of the righteous, how they are exalted, how they are... Chosnam really means their strength, their honor. Asher aleihem ne'emar, marav tuvcha asher tzafanta lirecha, palta lachosim bach neged ne'adam. About people like that, the verse says, how much good you've stored for those that fear you, how much you've stored for those that take coverage in you. Or haganuz v'atzafun l'tzadikim l'atid lavo, there's this hidden light for the righteous that's yet to come. Shneimar aleha ayin lo ra'ata Elokim zulatcha yaseh limcha kelo. As the verse says, no one's ever seen it other than God. God prepares this for those that are waiting. Lo yisig ota kol navi v'chol chozeh. No prophet was able to see this great world to come. Kol chacham v'yodeh binah. It doesn't matter how smart or understanding, how much understanding they have. No one was able to perceive it. It's so great. הם ישמחו וישתעשו בעולמם רק בעסק התורה והמצווה, כי על כבוד, כבוד התורה, כי להנחיל לא אהבה יש איתה. Because the greatest honor above all honors, the honor of the Torah. The Torah is what ultimately gives those who love it. It gives it the world to come. And that's why these people are focused on the Torah. They love the Torah and they take their time in the world as time to deal in Torah and mitzvos. Honatek utzdaka. The Torah is what gives a person great wealth and righteousness. Nachalat shakayim mimuromim. That's what gives a person God's portion from above. Kimamar. Gam avdecha nizhar ba'em b'shomra mekev rav. King David said, I'm so careful with the Torah. I know there's a lot to come for those who keep the Torah. Ach bazei yismechu v'yitalelu v'lo yitabelu. So if they delve in Torah and mitzvah, so they have a happy life. When are they saddened? When the Yetzer Hara overtakes them. He's waiting, he's lurking to take one's soul, to veer him off the path, to make him get lost. And he's trying to shift us from the world, to cut us off from the true life, the true happiness that we could attain. So the wise man, where is his happiness? His happiness is focused on leading a positive life, a life that's connected to Torah. He doesn't think about the amenities of this world, the honor of this world, the glory of this world. That's not what he's thinking about. He doesn't waste any time to extend his staff and take out some honey. Let me... That's a metaphor, to take out some honey from the world. He doesn't waste his time for the joys that are worthless in this world. They're in baskets filled with holes. He doesn't choose to chase after their pleasure. Because in his eyes, they are like that tree that grew over Jonah. It came overnight. It left overnight. That's what the joys of this world are like. And even if he loses all his wealth, he doesn't mourn, he's not saddened. He thinks about it, that's like a zona, a woman of ill repute, that when a person escapes her grasp, he overcomes that desire, he says, thank God, I saved my soul from destruction. That's how he views the wealth that he does have in his house. He says, there are worldly things in my house, and if I lose them, so that's another step in the right direction, so to speak. That's one more thing that could have pulled me down and doesn't. He focuses his limbs and his strength to the holiness of Hashem, to learning Torah, fulfilling mitzvot and doing good deeds. He honors those that teach him to be a person who accomplishes. Who does he love? Who does he honor? Those that guide him in the right path, those that distance him from going off the path. He loves those that rebuke him, those that keep him just the way God teaches them. So that's the love of the intelligent one. He says, what do I want to accomplish in life? He loves a productive life. Productive life doesn't focus on the amenities of this world. So that's what he loves. And he loves those that help him stay on that path. It's not easy for him either. What is he happy about? When he has success in going on that path. And even if you've attained this level, you should know you haven't yet reached the level of those that are whole. Because what's this guy working for? The world to come. He's saying, oh, there's so much good waiting for me. So then who's he serving? He's serving himself. One who really serves Hashem, he has a different path in his love and his service. That's what we call the love of honesty, of what's right, for the sake of its being right, not because of what's yet to come. And that's the love of the pious and righteous. That's what we will explain in the coming chapters with God's salvation, blessed be He. So what he told us in this chapter is that there is a love of the wise man. He sees the benefits of leading a productive life. He loves the Torah, the mitzvos, that way of life. And he loves those that help him keep that way of life. But at the end of the day, that's not the top level. Because at the end of the day, he's doing it because he sees the value that he will get out of it. And that's why he's really serving himself. He's not really serving his Creator. And next time, we will, Be'ezrat Hashem, pick up with the love of the tzaddikim.